It's Tuesday, the 29th of April, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Ministry of Justice and Labour Relations has ordered Omea Investment CC to comply with the current national minimum wage after it was found paying security officers an outdated hourly rate of $8.75. This follows a peaceful protest by the Namibia Security Workers Union, which accused the company of underpayment and unfair dismissal of around 50 employees. Ministry spokesperson Maria Hedimbi addressed the matter.
The findings establish the employees have not been paid for overtime as well as for work done on Sunday and public holidays. The employer was advised by this ministry to comply immediately and pay any due payments to the employees. Honorable Emmanuel assured the workers that the ministry will investigate the matter to ensure that the rights of workers are protected. The ministry will take a decisive action to ensure a full compliance because no workers should have to march for what is rightful theirs. It remains a responsibility for the service provider to ensure that they comply with the national minimum wage as well as other provisions of the law without any compromise.
Global logistics company TLC has launched operations in Namibia through a merger in order to strengthen its presence in sub-Saharan Africa. A new hub will support the oil and gas, maritime and industrial sectors with world-class logistics solutions. Here's Luther Mostert, a founding member of IMEX Logistics, with more.
IMEX Logistics, which is a Namibian-owned company, will merge with TLC International, which is a Swiss company, but they have head offices in various countries all over the world, and they're in partnership with Pentagon, which is a logistics freight service provider all over the world. They will acquire 49% of our local company, and we will become TLC Namibia. So we are logistics service providers for the mining businesses, oil and gas, and any other item that needs to be moved from point A to point B.
South Africa has accused Israel of acting with impunity in the occupied Palestinian territories and intentionally blocking humanitarian aid into Gaza. This was said during oral submissions by Zain Dangle, who is the Director General of South Africa's Department of International Relations and Cooperation at the International Court of Justice in The Hague.
We make these submissions while Gaza is once again under a complete siege following Israel's breach of the ceasefire brokered by the United States, Qatar, and Egypt. As cited in this court yesterday, the United Nations Secretary General stated that Gaza is a killing field. He added, aid has dried up, the floodgates of horror have reopened.
The ICJ is currently holding public hearings on Israel's obligations under international law. BP's net profit dropped sharply to $687 million in the first quarter of 2025, down from $2.5 billion a year ago. The energy giant says lower gas sales and weaker refining margins contributed to the decline. Revenue also dipped by 4%, coming in just under $48 billion. BP has been impacted by falling oil prices amid global economic uncertainty and U.S. tariff concerns. CEO Murray Auchincloss says the company is closely monitoring market changes, and Ukraine has described Russia's intention to implement a three-day ceasefire as an attempt at manipulation. Moscow says it will enact a humanitarian truce to make the 80th anniversary at the end of World War II. William Denzelow reports from Brussels.
In response to Russia's announcement of a three-day truce, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said it was an attempt to deceive the US. Washington's been pushing to broker a peace deal, and Kyiv says a ceasefire should be immediately implemented, not on May 8th, as Moscow plans. Zelensky's calling for a 30-day ceasefire and has called on the international community to pressure Moscow into a lasting peace. Top European Union officials say they're committed to that and are working on a 17th package of sanctions against Russia.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.